This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. There's nothing like it, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a holiday, so even better. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. This is a pre-recorded 4th of July, Independence Day, best of spectacular. So around 5 o'clock right now, there is a very, very good chance that I have already indulged myself in some Funky Buddhas. There is about 99% chance that that is a true statement by the time this is airing. And obviously, hope everybody, on behalf of Hawk, Crowder, Jimmy, and myself, I hope everybody is having a phenomenal start to their 4th of July weekend. Now, I want to continue on with our Best Of show here. We have 1 hour left. And this segment I'm going to play for you here, this hour might be I think I saved the best for last. If you're just joining us, I'm playing the best moments of the year thus far on the show. None of this has aired or been played since it originally aired live on the show. This segment goes back a couple months. I was listening to it right before you're going to hear it. And it just makes me laugh because this is classic Channing Crowder. He wants to prove he's the toughest, manliest dude on the show. And by the way, he is. He played in the NFL, which is why he doesn't have to prove anything. But for some reason, he wants Hawk and I to know that we're scared. We're fearful. We live life scared, and he does not. This is a best of that we like to call Channing Crowder claims he is fearless because he'll swim in canals and because he would parasail.
You want to do a little cat talk here? Not that there's much NHL hockey going on, but there's the Four Nations tournament that started last night. Give us a little cat talk. Cat talk. You watching Will's video?
Will almost let it go.
He doesn't look good, does he?
No, yeah, he's scared. Yeah. That's the I'm a grown man scared face.
Would you do the Blue Angels like Gino did? Would you go up in one of those?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd bungee jump. I'd skydive. Like, yeah, it is what it is. I'm a Christian.
Bungee jumping is stupid, right?
Yeah, that's
very dumb. Going up with the Blue Angels is dumb.
No.
I want to get to G7.
But that's technological marvels. It's getting to experience something that mostly no one on Earth will ever experience, which is going faster than the speed of sound. Most people will never experience that in their lives. anyone can bungee jump, as evidenced by the line of people in Orlando ready to bungee jump. That has no appeal to me at all. I've done the slingshot ride before, and that was dumb. I'm angry that I ever did that. I did that at the South Florida Fair because my kid wanted to do it. I did that for a radio bit, I think. I did that for back when I was working in West Palm. But I don't ever want to go in a hot air balloon. I don't ever want to go hang gliding. I don't ever want to go, what's the paragliding?
Parasailing. Yeah.
Never, ever want to do that. The Blue Angels I would do, though, because if you can just walk up to someone on the beach and sign a piece of paper and you're allowed to do it, all right, then you really got to what is Shams wearing on ESPN right now? With these leather jackets, all these personalities, these Rob Pelinkas, these Jam Sharanias. What are people doing with these heavy leather jackets on TV? What am I missing?
I'm trying to be cool.
Where's the good old quarter zips that we used to enjoy on the Manning cast?
Wow, that's
look at him. You see what he's wearing?
They're on the Manning cast.
He looks like the Fonz.
He looks like the Fonz. He's got the white undershirt on. He's got the hair greased back, and he's got the leather jacket. I guess I'm too old.
Shams of Anarchy.
That's pretty good. I would tweet that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What's that?
No, to the point you're talking about. Fear is fake. Danger's real.
You waited a long time to get that in, huh?
You're scared to parasail and all that, but it's not dangerous because so many people do it.
Yeah, I have no desire to, and that doesn't make it any less dangerous.
Because you're scared.
The risk reward isn't worth it for me. I'm not scared.
You're scared.
I'm not scared.
You're scared. That's why you're not doing it. Fear is in your mind. Danger's real.
Yeah, but I don't fear it.
That's why people... No, you do fear it. That's why you don't want to do it.
I don't fear it. If I'm
you
on the beach,
do.
If I'm on the beach to spend an hour of my day getting dragged around by a speedboat in a harness that's pulling up on my tallywhacker, it doesn't interest me at all. It just doesn't interest me.
But it's
hot air balloon. Hot air balloon.
I'm
scared of.
You're scared. All the stuff, anything that you want to do, you're scared of, and fear is not real. Fear is in your mind. Danger's real, and that's not dangerous because, to your point, thousands of people do it. It can't be that dangerous.
Well, no, that's not true at all. It can still be
dangerous. It's very true.
Thousands of people. Not true
More people die driving to the gas station than parasailing or bungee jumping or skydiving.
More people drive.
No, it's I'm telling you, you're scared.
Yes. No.
You're scared. You don't want to admit it. It's a testosterone thing. Y'all are scared of
it. It's not a testosterone thing.
I'm telling you,
it has nothing to do with fear. I don't want to get dragged around by a speedboat. It doesn't seem appealing to me by any stretch of the imagination.
It's very fun. I've done it dozens of times.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, scary.
You're saying parasailing is a lot of fun?
It is. It's fun because you're up there. They drag you around the boat. You're looking down on things. Yeah.
I could see skydiving. Like, that's something. You're right. I'm scared to skydive, but I'm petrified of heights.
Experience something that we're not meant to experience, which is flight.
Right. I would love to do that.
Yes.
I would love to build up the courage to do that. I'm scared 100%. But parasailing, I'm not afraid. Am I going to fall in the water? Whatever. I know how to swim. It just doesn't seem fun. Hawk's right.
There's nothing fun. No one ever goes parasailing and says, I want to do that again.
Never.
No,
I've been dozens of times.
That's gone dozens of times. You're the only person. That's why they don't sell monthly club cards.
I got a membership. I got a parasail membership. When I get to Jamaica, they say, parasail man. I say, what's up, baby?
You're the one guy. No one has ever done it a second time. They don't even ask you when you get to the parasail stand, have you done this before? Because we don't have to go over all the rules. They know you've never done it before. Because if you've done it before, you're never in line to do it a second time.
Parasail man. What it is, baby? He's going to ride seven
they
times.
They have spotters at the airport. He's back. He's back. Man your stations. Parasail man's back. Have you done a hot air balloon?
Yes. That's fun.
I have no desire to do that. That doesn't... I would like to see everything from that vantage point, but man, you can't tell me that the guy with like one rope is controlling the entire balloon. We saw the Hindenburg.
Because you're scared of
yes,
the one
I'm
rope.
I'm scared of that. That's yes, fear. I am. That I said.
And that's a mental fear.
That's a totally different conversation.
Y'all are scared of these things. You don't want to say it. I'm not interested. Paris says the same thing. It's the vantage point of
you. I'm interested in seeing things from that vantage point, but I don't want to risk gravity, which, by the way, is 100%.
Gravity's real.
Gravity is real. It's 100%. So if you fall out of that little bucket, you lose.
But if a snake bites you on your ankle that's poisonous, you die.
That's right. And I try to go out of my way not to voluntarily tap dance around poisonous snakes, which is that's the same thing as signing up for the hot air balloon. If I stumble into a hot air balloon, I was just walking to the beach and all of a sudden I'm in a hot air balloon. I didn't mean to be. Okay. It happens. But if I sign up, I'm signing waivers. I'm watching a videotape that was recorded in 1987 to show you what happens. Like, no, that ain't for me.
Fear is fake.
All right, danger is real. We got you. We got you.
Hot air balloons, they can disappear. Like, they have a propensity to just get taken away by the wind.
This is true.
Just into nowhere.
That's right. Into the ether. No one ever hears from them again. Happens all the time.
That's a lie.
Happens all the time.
No, it doesn't happen all the time.
All the time.
Just goes off and disappears. No,
it goes off.
Found.
It disappears. It's a balloon. Can't
Y'all
control
scary.
Where a balloon goes.
Y'all are scary.
You're stupid.
Y'all are scary. So if behind my house.
Again, I'm going to disconnect. If you say that stupid phrase again, we're disconnecting you.
Fear is fake. That's real. Even behind my house, like, I'll get in the lake behind my house. I do it all the time. I swim in the canal, and everybody's amazed by it. They're like, there's gators in there. I'm like, no, mm-hmm. There's not gators. You don't see a gator. It's nothing around. Why do you think there's a gator in here? We're in Florida. No, you're scared of gators, but there's no real danger in this canal. We can swim in this canal all we want. There's nothing around here to eat us. That's the fear of South Florida water and the real danger of alligators.
Be real. This cannot be real. Of course there's gators in Florida waterways.
But there's not any in the canal. Actually, it's like the people that are scared to jump off the boat in the ocean. Oh, there's sharks out here. Do you see a shark?
That doesn't mean that they're not out there.
It's 100% it means there's not sharks out here.
What is happening here?
So every single lake in South Florida has a big alligator in it that's going to eat you.
But there's probably a good chance, yes.
There's not a good chance.
You're saying if you don't see something, it's not there?
If you don't see an alligator in the lake, they breathe air. There's not an alligator in that canal. I swim in canals constantly.
Why?
Well, we know how you're going out. hey, listen, keep that
Y'all
same intensity
scary.
When the thing's rolling you down to the bottom. Keep that same thought process.
I jump out in the middle of the
Cover
ocean.
Cover your eyes. Go, I don't see you, gator, so you don't.
Out in the middle, 30, 40 miles out. If it's too hot, I jump off the boat. And I do it for the look of it. You know, it's pretty cool. But I jump in the ocean and swim around. And everybody's so scared. And I'm like, have you seen a shark recently? You're just
that is
scared
where they
that
live,
sharks
you would
might be
in
around.
The ocean. You would acknowledge they live in
if
the ocean.
But if I see one, I'm not going to jump on his head and grab his eye and poke him.
But it's kind of their MO. It's kind of their MO, right? Is not to be seen until they've eaten you. Like,
no, y'all are scary, man. Y'all are scary. That's the problem.
Why are
That's
you why jumping?
My life's fulfilled.
Why exactly are you jumping in canals? I grew up with a canal right behind my house.
I mean, you'd never go that in a million years.
My parents had a pool.
Because he's a bitch.
No.
Crowder, you live in a mansion with a pool. You have high ceilings. I've seen these videos of you doing TikToks. You have a beautiful pool in your backyard. Why don't you just jump in the pool? What the hell are you jumping in a dirty-ass canal for?
I mean, remember, this is a guy who dug holes in his backyard as a child. For fun.
And I need to, whenever my grill goes bad or my kids' bikes, they outgrow their bikes, I got to drag the bike down to the bottom of the canal and put it in my wreck for my fish to live so I can have
decorate it properly.
Yeah, decorate my wreck properly.
Yeah. All right, that's your cat talk.
Y'all are scary.
Victor texts me, Channing is having a John Renshaw moment.
Y'all are scary.
I believe Victor is correct here. Do you see a cat? Do you see a cat around you?
So if you're in any state where an alligator could be present, you're scared to swim?
No.
So why wouldn't you get in the canal?
Well, first of all, it's a canal. Because, I mean, there's beautiful beachfront in Florida, and there's also pools, very nice chlorinated pools. So, like, canal is so far down on my list of places that I want to go swimming.
Do you get those? Do you walk into the ocean?
Do you ever get in the canal?
Do you ever go in the ocean in up in Boca?
Yeah.
Oh, there might be a shark right there.
I know. And they have lifeguards, and they're looking for them. And when there is a shark, they do a shark warning.
You're scared of water. That's
I literally just said to you, I'm in the ocean. I don't know what you're saying.
I know. So you're not scared of the ocean, but you're scared of the canal and the lake. It's crazy.
I don't want to swim in
a canal. People think alligators.
Am I a caveman? What am I doing in the canal? Like, what? I'm not following. Why on earth would I need to go into a canal?
Well, honestly, I go into canals because I can check and see the bottom, so I can see the how deep it is, so I know where to fish and where the fish would sit. So I can kind of, observe fishing areas of canals, and I go down there with goggles and check them out.
He thinks he's like Tom Hanks in Castaway. he's got the stick. And he's got like a man-made shirt, can you imagine? Oh yeah, I live a mile from the beautiful Boca Raton Beach. Laura, I'm gonna go hop in the canal on 4th Street or cool off this afternoon, and then I might eat some berries that I find on a bush growing out of the canal. Nah, I don't want to go to Playa Bowls for a nice acai. I'm just going to eat some of these berries over here by the canal. The F4 canal. Yeah, I'll be fine. They're very, very good looking berries.
It's funny you say that. My orange tree is throwing some little oranges already this year.
It's just so bizarre. Like, I have to observe the canal. Like, what is this?
So
the Oregon Trail? Like, it's a canal.
He's such a liar. He wouldn't know where the canal was. If you gave it to him on MapQuest, he couldn't find a canal near his house.
I swim in the canal behind my house.
No chance.
I call it Lake Crowder. I think I'm the only one that calls it Lake Crowder because it's a whole neighborhood lake, but. That's what it's called. I'm prospecting my area, my water prospect.
Did we have anything for Cat Talk? Did you say the sponsor? Are we good to go?
I have not said the sponsor. Cat Talk, brought to you by my good friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
All right, watch the Four Nations tonight. That's your Cat Talk.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Five o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour continues here on a 4th of July weekend. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Solana here on the Hawkman Crowder and Solana Best of 4th of July show. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, by the way, brought to you by our good friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap, and I believe the good vibes continue with this segment. Look, I have to be honest with everybody. This is, without a doubt, my favorite segment of the year thus far. It lives rent-free in my mind, and I hope everybody enjoys it. And here's the backstory. My best friend, one of my best friends, is getting married. His name is Michael. Michael Mackley. Shout out to him and his wife, Karina, who got married back in April. Beautiful wedding, beautiful family. But for his bachelor party in late January, we rent a cabin. All our boys from high school, these are my best friends from high school, we go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And I'm sure most of you listening have been there. You know somebody who's been there. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful weather. We had an awesome time, genuinely. But last night of the trip, and you can imagine, just a bunch of dudes out in the woods. There was a lot of beer. It was fun. And on the last night, we had a conversation that blew my mind. And I thought my friend was out of his mind. I thought he was the weirdest human for what he admitted he did when he goes to the restroom to pee. And all of a sudden, I found myself on an island. Most of my friends agreed with him. So I brought it to the show. I brought it. I opened it up to everybody on the show, and it became as divisive on the show between Hawk, Crowder, myself, listeners. This was a hot topic, for those of you that remember, for a couple days on the show because we could not believe, Hawk and I, on the same team, I believe, on this topic, we could not believe how many people, like my buddies, pee in this type of way. You'll hear it now. It is all explained here, but the Best of Hawkman and Crowder show continues, and this Best of is a segment on peeing through a zipper. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but this was a very, very contentious discussion on my bachelor trip, and I figured, what the hell, let's try it. A question.
You're calling the bachelor trip. We called it something else on the text line.
It was a bachelor party. This is a question for men specifically. Crowder, feel free to go hunt iguanas or whatever. When you are using the restroom to go, number one, you're gonna pee, and you're wearing jeans or pants. So no shorts. You're wearing jeans or pants. Do you unbuckle your belt, unbutton the button, and unzip, and then pull your pants down to pee, or do you leave the belt buckled, button buttoned? and you just go zipper down.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. It's a good question. Now, I'll tell you this. If, say, I'm at a wedding, I've got a shirt tucked in and a belt, I'm wearing a jacket, I don't want to go through the rigmarole of doing all that again. Zipper down, find the escape route. Everybody knows how to find the escape route. If there's any women listening, I'm sure there aren't. But
Hawk, I want to clarify here. The escape route you speak of is the built-in, I don't want to call it device, but the built-in pattern or stitching on boxer briefs or briefs or underwear, correct?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think I'm talking about? Being down my leg? what on earth would I be talking about?
Because this is why it became contentious. Because two of my friends claim that they unzip, they keep the button buttoned, and...
Oh, tell me they somehow pull their underwear down.
Yes.
What?
Right. What? And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who in their right mind does that.
Yeah. What do you mean, yeah? You use the little escape valve.
Appel.
Nobody uses that little Peter Wheat hole. The little left, right. You got to go left, right. You
see? What? Yeah, you got to snake it out.
I've never, I'm 41. I've never snaked out of a pair of drawers.
Never.
Stop it.
I will. You unzip it. I don't even take the button off or the belt. You unzip.
And then you pull the underwear down from the zipper hole?
Double hand. You pull the belt up, and then you get to your waistline. You pull the drawers down, and you let the man fall out.
You guys have to be kidding me.
Who wants to left-right it when you can just up-down it?
It's what it's there for.
Right? Nobody wants to use the pee-pee hole in a pair of hands.
This is shocking to me. This is unbelievable.
This is what happened.
This is unbelievable.
Hawk, but they're using one device, but they're not using the other device that's built to use with the other device.
It doesn't make any sense.
But up-down, up-down. Zipper goes up-down. So
like, but now I got to take it. And like you're like digging through that hole to pull your shorts down?
I don't know what you're digging for. I don't know if we have the same pieces, but I just have to pull my belt up, grab the top, and when I pull it down, the meat falls, and we ready to go.
That's insane. Like, crazy. You need your head examined.
No one's ever used that pee-pee hole in the boxer brief.
No one who's ever used the zipper has not used that device to urinate. It doesn't make any sense because, first of all, then you've got to get it back up to your waistband somehow. It's not snapping up magically. So now you gotta work the waistband all the way back up.
What is it? It's 47 inches? Who are you?
The waistband is there. You don't ever, if you use the device, you don't ever have to move the waistband. The waistband stays where it is, which is the pain in the ass. Like, that's the part of trying to get everything aligned again.
You have on baby drawers? My drawers are looser than yours.
I mean, buy a new pair of underwear once in a while if the elasticity is gone. I mean, you shouldn't have to hold up your underwear with a belt.
You have Buzz Lightyear on your drawers? My drawers are loose.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Fascinating.
Let me find Killa and see what he thinks.
Friends. No, what do you think about it?
Killa's not sitting here right now. I have a weird thing where I have this fear that I'm going to cut myself if I just go through the zipper. So I unbuckle the belt, undo the button, and do it that way. I do the whole process. I don't want to cut myself on the zipper. No thanks. And better safe than sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not the Matrix.
Zippers do you like have?
You're not trying to get
the zippers on a jean. Like, zipper's a zipper. It's sharp.
Not really sharp. Zippers, I can rub my hand up and down over a zipper. It's not going to cut. Like, it's not sharp.
It's sharp.
And let me just quickly, Solana, you and 10 other boys are in a cabin in the woods talking about how you pee-pee.
Yeah. What did this conversation lead to?
What? How did this happen? I don't... This is getting weird.
I can't go into specifics.
I can't believe that we're not all in agreement. That shocks me.
No.
More than anything I think I've ever learned on this show. Crazy. And part of what I've learned on this show is that you have part of your ass sewn onto your foot. Mm-hmm. This shocks me more than that. Like, I am flabbergasted. Like,
honestly, no shtick, no nothing. I have never left righted out of a pair of draws.
I mean, if you're going to go out the middle, then that's what you do. Like, it's.
But what's fascinating to me?
You pull up your.
Hawk, what's fascinating is one device is meant for the other. Like, they work in concert.
They work hand in hand.
Right. And Crowder, you're telling me that you're.
Solana, are you talking about the zipper and the draw hole? Are you talking about something else you and your buddies did this weekend?
I'm talking about the zipper and
then
hole.
The underwear shortcut.
Right.
It's not a shortcut.
Like, if you put it into Waze, it would tell you.
Be a shortcut.
No. If I just have to go, I've had to, honestly, let's take the Waze approach. If my Peter Wee's a car and it's driving straight and I could do something to let it keep driving straight, or
no,
something that has to say,
you can.
Take.
You have to,
no,
you
can.
Have to pull down the elastic band. You have to get the elastic band under the beans and frames.
So, one movement to go straight, or take a left, take
but
a right,
avoiding,
take another left.
The reason that you're using it is to avoid the changing of the elastic band.
But you don't have to change it. Why are your drawers so tight?
You're pulling
you
it
need
down
bigger
below the beans and franks.
You need bigger drawers.
So you're telling me your underwear just kind of falls down to your ankles by the end of the night? Okay, we got to take a break. That's an excellent Talk About It Tuesday, Solana. That was fantastic. I did not see that coming. Yeah. I did. I was going to make fun of your friends for having, like, because I've never heard that in my life.
Me neither.
And I'm blown away.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have arrived to the end of our 4th of July Best of Spectacular. It has been fun, full of laughs, and I thank everybody who has tuned in today from start to finish. We greatly appreciate all of you. Genuinely, I feel like I can speak for Hawk, Crowder, myself, Jimmy, all of us here at WQAM. We appreciate every single one of you, so hope everybody has an awesome 4th of July weekend, the remainder of it, that is, and hope all of you are celebrating Independence Day safely. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. And we're going to end our show with a banger. Hawk went on vacation earlier this year. He spent a week in England. And when he returned, he was, let's just say, full of bits. This is the first segment of Hawk returning from England.
Smashing day here in Miami. We get ready to talk a little sport. What we do on this program. Had a brilliant time in London. Don't think that it's going to change the program at all, Crowder. My week or so in London, everything will remain the same.
Why are you wearing a fedora?
It's not a fedora. It's a flat hat. Flat hat. It was brilliant. London was brilliant. I had a lovely time on holiday. I appreciate you all holding it down. I was out there. Of course, I saw friends. I was able to share a tipple with some friends. I saw a cracker of a Premier League match. Enjoyed some delicious scran. And over the course of the 8 or 9 days in the UK, I enjoyed a chippy or two, a toasty, some mushy peas.
So we gotta, will it get out of your system as fast as it got in? Because I can't deal with this for weeks. I can deal with it for a week.
Deal with what? I don't know anything that's different. We'll continue to do the show we do. We'll talk sport. God save the king.
I got a week in me, bro. I got a week in me.
We'll say this. I was unable to see the Heat for 8 or 9 days. So the first I saw them was last night. They look great, man. They really got it together. They've gelled. Seems like they're going to make a good push here for the postseason because last night they handled their business.
You ain't missed nothing. I'll tell you, Wiggins won scoring 40 for the week you were gone.
People were saying, oh, my God, Heathrow is burning down. I said, listen, that's nothing compared to what's going on with the Heat right now. What'd they lose, 11 in a row, Solana?
No, don't be ridiculous. Just 10.
Oh, they lost 10 in a row?
10 in a row, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 11. I don't know why I saw it was 11.
10 in a row, but it was ugly. It was embarrassing.
I didn't get to see really much of it. Today is UM Pro Day, by the way. I don't know if you watched. I'm a little under the weather. So I'm going to tell you why this happened. This is so infuriating to me. So on Wednesday, we took the train to Paris. We took the Eurostar to Paris. Wednesday night, we come back because we've still got Thursday and Friday in London. We're flying out Saturday. Wednesday night in our carriage. You know, they call it a carriage there. It's my class here. So in the carriage, there's a guy. He is sneezing, sniffling, coughing, blowing his nose. But the Eurostar sold out. You have assigned seats. Yeah. He's sitting right across from me. 2 hours. I'm on the under the English Channel, if you will, the channel. And he is the whole flipping Eurostar ride. And I said to Lori, I go, well, we're sick. That's it. We're sick. There's no way to avoid this. Like, we're sick. This guy's spreading germs all over the place. It's just a selfish ass I would have said something if I was in the States. But because, first of all, I didn't even know where I was under the channel. I didn't know who owns that. I didn't want to get in any kind of international rift.
I'm glad you. I am glad you made it back, and you ain't run nobody hot and get locked up or nothing.
Oh, they love me over there. They love me over there. I was practically a local there. I was local in Paris for sure. I mean, I really made my mark.
We were worried about you. We talked about you every day. I had great concerns that I would now have to fly and get you out of some, you know, hostel that they had you locked in. So I'm glad you did make it back, even if you're sick.
No, had great times with many new mates over there. Like I said, a tipple, sometimes a pint, and every now and then a spot of tea. Because when in London, do as the Londoners do. I have to say, in all honesty, I have to say, I've visited some big cities, international and national. I like New York City, going to theater, whatever. I believe I can say London is my favorite big city on the planet that I have visited so far. Tokyo, close second. We love Tokyo, but obviously much more difficult to communicate there. And my over-the-top impersonation really doesn't play well in 2024, 2025. Yeah. So, I can't even walk through the streets doing my over-the-top impersonations. It plays a little rougher. Get closer to 6 o'clock here, though. I may break it out because I'm on a whole bunch of meds. No, I really do believe London is my favorite big city on the planet. I cannot believe how great that city is.
I will tell you, I've been to London. We went over there with the team. So London was cool. I liked Spain, whatever, Barcelona. We went over there. Like, it was cool. And, okay, yeah, so it's different. But it's crazy for you to say from L.A. to New York to, you know, Atlanta and Miami.
Chicago,
just
you know,
all
I love
the major
Chicago,
cities.
Yep.
Chicago's awesome. Chicago has great restaurants and people. But for you to say London's your favorite, I got to go. I have to go in more of a work More than just a work capacity. I need to go hang out.
I just couldn't believe how great that city was, how well it runs, you know, with the tube. I mean, you literally can get anywhere, and there is people and dining and pubs. I mean, every corner, markets, Borough Market, Camden Market. Like, it really, I was startled at how much I loved that city. I did not expect it.
Wow, they have people over there?
Lots of people.
Wow.
There's humans. Did you go through the park? That big park in the middle of the city? Did you walk through the big park?
Hyde Park?
No, Central Park.
I don't know what the name is. I remember it was like Central Park.
Yeah, Central Park.
No, it was Central Park of London, but it's a big, like it has a big loop around it. It's gigantic, and the park.
I believe you're talking about Hyde Park.
I remember walking through.
Yeah, it was really neat. I'm telling you, I cannot believe how much I loved London. Couldn't believe it. Paris, we were there for a day. So, you know, it was great, but it was a day. So I can't really tell you other than, you know, we had a crepe and a croissant.
Oh, you had a croissant.
And, I had a croissant. What else did we have in Paris?
Were you doing your sticks there with the people of the city?
I may have been.
That's why I was worried, because I know how you are, and we talked about it.
They love
four or five days. I was like, he's going to start this crap with these people, and they're not going to get it, and they're going to get offended.
No, they love me. I'm like a local. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have citizenship now in France and the UK, just based on my attitude.
Did any interactions get a little dicey where you had to pull back and like, yeah, let me not do this now?
Just this jackass on the train. I'm telling you, I was going to lose my mind on him.
But that's normal. That's in America too. I fly a lot and it happens. The guy gets on his nose. Why
because
would you
when
get
we,
on this
when
plane
we flew,
next to me?
When we flew, I was sick, obviously. When we flew home on Saturday, I was sick because the guy got me sick. You know, it was Wednesday night. By like Friday, I was starting to feel it. And so when I'm flying, if I'm sick, I'm very isolated in my seat, sat next to the window. If I have to blow my nose, I'll go to the lavatory and I'll blow my nose so that it's not, you know, I also, even though it was an afternoon flight because I was a little under the weather, I took an Ambien. I took a migraine shot only because it knocks me out. I didn't even have a migraine, but I was like, you know what? This will help me a 10-hour flight. Just inject my thigh, take an Ambien. I'll do whatever to make sure I'm not offensive to anybody. This guy, I mean, he's like staring right at me. And he was a tribe member. Drove me crazy. He was part of my tribe.
He was sneezing. You understand what I'm saying? He was sneezing your way.
I mean, like, I was like, for the love of Hashem. But then I didn't know if I should do it in a British accent or a French accent, because it was in between the two. Guy, what? Hey,
Solana, he didn't got a little high class. What did he just call the bathroom, Solana? I would go to the lavatory.
When you're speaking of the bathroom on an airplane, you have to say lavatory. I'll tell you the greatest accomplishment that I had in London. We were at Camden Market. You've been to Camden Market, Solana? You've been to London, yeah?
No, I've never been to London.
Oh. Camden Market, you know, one of these food markets or whatever, but this was more of like a gritty one, you know, like kind of like the Clash, you know, it's like one of these artsy, you know, vibes. I had to go to the bathroom. There was a public restroom at Camden Market, but it was a pay restroom and it wasn't working well. It was like a turnstile and people were trying to drop their, this was England, so they tried to drop a pound or whatever. I don't know, you know, a couple of quid. And people, like, they couldn't figure it out. They were getting turned away. I got up there. I kept hitting it with the Apple Pay. Finally went through. I got to use the restroom there. I felt like a local because people couldn't figure out how to get in. Now, it had cost me like $85 because I don't know how many times I swiped the thing and it said no and whatever. But for that moment, I really felt like I had it together.
Big man.
So on Friday, I'm in Mayfair and there's a pharmacy, an apothecary. You probably know it as a pharmacy. So I see this apothecary and I say to myself, you know, I'd like to get a little something for the head cold that's coming on. So I go in there. I want to get some Dayquil. This is by far the funniest moment of the trip. I walk in. I'm in England, mind you, but I've lost my mind at this point because I'm getting sick. And the man behind the counter is probably, I don't know, Arab or Middle Eastern or something. So he's not glisteningly white. So I'm like, head cold, no drowsy. So he's like, you're looking for some Dayquil? And I'm like, yeah, no sleep.
Head cold, no drowsy.
And then I realize, like, and I swear to God, I'm like, no sleep. He's like, okay, mate, here's a day nurse. It's called day nurse. Day nurse, and how about a whatever? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm literally, like, I swear to God, I had lost my mind. I forgot I was in an English-speaking country. So I'm like, no drowsy. He's like, oh, you're looking for Dayquil, mate.
It happens, man. when you're overseas, you simplify like you're talking to a 2-year-old.
And the guy speaks better English than I do because they speak the Queen's English. No drowsy.
Dayquil, brother, that's what you're looking for? Stuff face, head cold. You slow down the words. I do the same thing.
Man, I've got some stories. It was fun. Had a great time. Saw some of your guys' shows that I missed over the last week or so. I was looking at YouTube. Looked like it was fun. Looks like Buckets and Bets was fun. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Solana for the headlines. No drowsy, no drowsy.
Don't worry. These headlines, Hawk, are going to be ravishing, I assure you.
I swear, when it hit me what I was doing, I wanted to curl up on the floor. I wanted to curl up because I didn't feel well anyway, but I wanted to curl up on the floor. Head cold. No drowsy. All right, mate, you're looking for a little Dayquil, are you?
I have done that in so many countries.
But with an English-speaking guy?
Move to city on autobus. So what are you looking for, sir? Right. Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to find the bus stop.
But, like, it's not like I found a random English-speaking guy who happened to understand the language. I was in an English-speaking country.
Autobus? No. You want to get on the bus? Like, you're good, mate.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. We bring the boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.